I'm here at Castlefield Gallery and I'm with one of the artists that Castlefield have been working with, Didem Özbek. Welcome to Manchester.
Hello.
Didem, tell me a little bit about the work that is on the outside of Castlefield.
So, I made a gigantic artist book in front of the Castlefield Gallery storefront. And I wanted to carry one of the private visa application centers located in Istanbul, nearby PIST, the artist-run space that me and Osman runs. Copied and pasted it to Castlefield Gallery's storefront, and I both wanted to experience like what if I open a visa application center in the middle of Manchester? How will the people react it when they pass on the street? And I also wanted to write the complaints of the visa applicants who had refusal, their experiences in front of this visa application center, and then share this experience or feeling with the audience in UK, because for me the British always have the freedom of travel, and in my country there is no such thing. So the book is dedicated for those who are unable to travel and also for those who are able to travel and understand the luxury they have.
You said you based it on how these visa offices look in Istanbul as well.
So I mean, it's exactly like I use the same Pantone color, the same, like I was going each time with my ruler, and there's also the same security man and the detector in front, and it's so interesting. And I really find this security or the atmosphere they try to create all fake. And when you go there with your ruler, and I was trying to measure the thickness of the lines, or like I went there with my Pantone book and I was checking the color, and this security, I really did it like 20 centimeters next to him, and they never question it. But when you are inside there as a visa applicant, if you stand, they come and tell you, you shouldn't stand up, you have to sit. It's such a like, I mean, bureaucratic atmosphere they aim to create. And I mean, it's the whole inspiration of the work I wanted to do there.
And you're producing two other artist books, you say?
Yes, I also made another book which developed as a part of one of my installation works here, Dream Trip. And there I also used the new Turkish passports as my reference. It's the same color, the same size, and at least the cover is this. I mean, the design is quite similar. I made this artist book limited edition of 30 of each color or type, and it's also about the freedom of travel, or how certain countries are able to travel and how, on the contrary, certain countries, the citizens are unable to travel. The story is all about this again.
And what about the final piece, which is going to be the test?
The Life in the UK test will be a performance during the 8.5 weeks of this whole exhibition period. And each week I make like calendars so people can book in advance their seats, and I want the audience to experience a sample Life in the UK test. And I'm really looking forward, especially the British-born citizens, to see whether they really deserve a British citizenship or not.
Like, don't know whether I dare to do that.
Because no, but it's really fun. Like, if I mean, in each country there are now that kind of exams, and if they do such a thing to check my Turkish citizenship, I think I forget all the information I was taught at school. But I survive as a citizen in the country I live, so it will be the fun part, let's say, both fun and serious.
Well, thanks very much, Didem.
Thank you very much.